Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Yes, it is. And this morning we've got Professor Merin Gott in the studio, who is part of the School of Nursing and Te Arai Research Group. Morena, how are you?
Morena, I'm great, thanks. Thanks for inviting me on.
Oh, it's awesome to have you here. We're talking about something that is very topical, lockdown, and specifically how it affected older people. So is this our over 70s group that we're talking about here?
Yeah, this is our over 70s who were identified as a particularly at-risk group during COVID-19, but actually had very little say about what happened, and we heard very little of their voices. So really, this is a research project that is inviting people over 70 to tell us what the lockdown experience was like for them.
That's so interesting. So what kind of prompted your, I guess, concerns about this or research interest here?
Well, we'd already done quite a lot of research looking at social connection with older people. So we were already thinking, well, what is this experience like for different groups of diverse older people? And also in the Te Arai research group, we really want to put the voices and the experiences of people with lived experience at the centre of everything. We were just really aware looking at the media that there was so little that was coming out from older people themselves. So we just saw this as a massive gap. And Auckland Medical Research Foundation put out a call for COVID-19 proposals, and we thought, yes, this is a great opportunity to actually let older people have their say about what happened.
Yeah, totally. That's a really interesting observation. I think that it would probably be fair to say I hardly heard anything from that group. I heard it through talking to my grandma and talking to her friends, but I didn't actually hear it on the media very much at all. What are some of the sort of like anecdotal things you've kind of been hearing from this group so far?
So we called for letters literally about 5 or 6 days ago, and we've already got over 100.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. So I was reading through some of them, and it's just really fascinating what's been going on for people. So there's been a lot of pushback around the idea that people over 70 were vulnerable and needed protecting. People talking about, you know, that actually they do lots of mahi in their community, or they're still working, or they look after their grandchildren, or they have amazing hobbies that they couldn't do anymore. And that, you know, these were more concerns than being looked after. And also just the resourcefulness of people learning new technologies. You know, lots of older people have had similar experiences in their lifetime, so actually we're better placed than a lot of us to manage this experience. So yeah, it's been great hearing what people are saying. And we're still calling for letters, and the project will be open until the end of the year.
Awesome.
So then the website is www.havearsay.org. So if you're over 70, or you've got family or whānau, neighbours, colleagues over 70, please encourage them to have a look and to take part, because we really need as many letters as possible to make as big an impact as we can, and to really get older people's voices heard.
So what's the kind of aim of gathering this information, apart from, I guess, filling this gap that we've had in that kind of conversation? But what's sort of the aim of this? What would it be helpful for in the future?
Well, it's kind of twofold, really. I think one is around health messaging and media messaging. You know, are we talking to people over 70 in a way that engages them and actually gives them what they need? In terms of the supports that were available for people over 70, were those appropriate or not? Or actually, you know, was the messaging so irritating and so protectionist that actually people just turned off, which is what we're hearing a bit of. And also it's, you know, creating history. So we're partnering with Auckland Museums so people can opt into having their letters archived. So this is like, you know, a piece of New Zealand history, and people can be a part of that. And I know lots of people are really excited about that opportunity.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating time. I think, you know, we forget that we're always living through history, you know, but when something big like this happens, it's pretty hard to ignore. And it makes everything feel a little bit more like, oh, you kind of want to know what you did at this time, just so that you can remember it in the future to talk to other people about. I'm really interested in that thing that older generation has lived through. If not an experience like this COVID lockdown, they have experienced moments of kind of like generational trauma, I guess, that maybe younger generations haven't. What are some of those kind of experiences you're seeing come through?
So some of them are around things like the polio epidemic. So, you know, people talking about similar experiences of being locked down. And then some experiences of World War II coming through as well, both in this country and in other countries as well. And people talking about the sort of things they did then to cope and sort of thinking, well, actually, we did it once, so we can do it again. You know, people know how to make their own bread. They know how to grow vegetables. You know, they weren't worried on the whole. But having said that, there's obviously a lot of diversity as well. Yeah. And I think it's important that, you know, the whole positive aging thing doesn't take over. And we acknowledge that there were also people for whom this was really difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. And what kind of like demographics are you getting sent letters from? Are you sort of seeing lots of different ethnic demographics coming through here, or are you kind of hoping for a little bit more diversity in that?
We're hoping for more diversity. So at the moment, we're kind of, it's quite mainstream advertising. So it's more of a New Zealand, European Pakeha perspective that's coming through. But we're a very culturally diverse team. So we've got people leading out work with Māori communities, Pacific, and different Asian communities as well. So, and people can write the letter in whatever language they want to.
Awesome.
And send it in, and we'll have it translated. And they might want to send a video or photographs or represent their experience that way. So we're trying to make it as accessible as possible.
Fantastic.
So fingers crossed.
Well, it sounds like really interesting research and super timely as well. So remind us of where people can go if they want to direct their family, or if they themselves want to go and check it out. Where can they go and find this?
So our website is www.havearsay.org. So you can find all the information about taking part there. You can send us an email, do an online survey, or even do a snail mail if you're wanting to do that. And it would be great to have some actual physical letters as well. And I know the museum is super excited about that.
That's fantastic. Well, Dr. Merrin, thank you so much for coming and chatting to us this morning. Sounds like a really awesome project.
Thank you very much.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.